Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Adam Southey here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about getting started in your land business with $2,000. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Casual Fridays REI consulting program. Guys, basically, we're here to help. It doesn't matter if you're brand new to this and you just want some help picking and pricing a county, or you've been at it for a while and you're looking for some help on ways to expand. All you got to do is go to our website at www.casualfridaysrei.com. Click on the consulting tab, walk through the sign up, and then we'll be in touch to help you get started.
Hey.
What's going on? You awake?
Yeah, sorry. I'm always working, man. I'm trying to make this money.
Okay.
I was actually helping somebody out in our private group. They reached out. They have Jake in our on our private Facebook group there. He said that he was looking for something in Arkansas because he had all his property right now had POAs attached to it, and he was looking for somebody that maybe already had something that didn't have POAs. So I had responded saying that, hey, we don't buy in POAs, so I probably do. And then I was talking to Beth saying, hey, what do we have in our inventory? And she was sending me the one file back so I could see it, because I typically get those emails with those links and they stay there. Unless they're titled a certain way, I never find them again.
So basically what you're saying is you're doing a whole lot of everything that you should be doing. We're recording.
We are recording, but I'm out here helping our community make a sale. He found a buyer. He just needs the property.
Yeah, I saw that. Looking for a cabin property or something like that.
Boom, and now I'm found him one.
There you go.
Always on me. Always like think I'm just like doing nothing.
No, I know you're always doing something. Your phone's always going.
It's
you got all those notifications. That's why I don't keep mine on.
I don't keep Instagram on because of the supplement company. Because when we grew the following on that, it just was always stupid. Mm. I mean, when you post a bunch of hot chicks in workout clothes holding your supplements, it tends to make your likes go wild. So I was commenting back and forth with another podcast that started around the same time we are, and they're still in the podcast game. I know we talked about the other casual team 2016 epiversary 20 episodes last week. We talked about this, but a friend of ours, the Evolve or Die podcast, one's in Arizona, one's in Massachusetts or Maine or something up there.
The host of the show.
Yeah. And, I just totally lost track of where I was going with that.
I had to
clarify. Oh, we were talking about short shorts. They had a picture of like, oh, I'm going to make my Instagram following. I said, oh, and I commented from the Casual Fridays page saying, maybe we should try that. So, Adam, I'm throwing it to you because you did CrossFit at one time, and that's like a CrossFit thing is wearing those short shorts. So, to help our Instagram likes, I'd like for you to put on some short shorts. Take pictures while you're maybe recording or something.
What about me that you know makes you think that I'll do that?
It's worth a shot, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it didn't hurt you to put those words out of your mouth. You're right.
It's worth a shot. Sometimes I just come up to bat and I swing. The pitch is not even thrown at me. I just still swing.
Yeah. Well,
eventually I'm going to hit the ball.
That is true.
All they got to do is pitch it to me.
Not on this one.
I'm out on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So today's show, you have a couple $1,000s. And what are we going to do with it? Like, what do you do? Like, what's the next logical step?
Are you asking, or is that you just telling them what we're talking about?
Kind of both. You're just like looking at me like,
Well, I couldn't tell if you were legitimately asking me or if, you know.
Is there room on the wall behind me to put a question mark sign? So when I'm asking.
It is a pretty big wall, yeah.
Beep, question mark sign.
That would be good, yeah. I think, obviously, the first thing that comes to mind, I'll just go ahead and answer first, is you got to build it up, right? The money up.
So you think you need to go higher in 2000. You can't even do anything with it.
Well, yeah, you could. You can definitely do stuff with it, but it's going to be a short run or a long period of time if you're not trying to immediately build that up a little bit.
Yeah. So, and this question comes from a listener. He says, hey, I talked to you all at the beginning of the year. Love what you're doing. Thanks for the stuff. Talked to us mid-April again, reached out about something, and then said, hey, guys, I finally got a few $1,000 saved up. Should I start on the COSL site, buy some property, or should I send out my first mailer? And I think that's a common question. I want to believe that there's probably more than just him that are like struggling with this thought process of what do I do now? What can I do? What should I do? What's the right way? And I'm afraid to answer this.
Yeah, I see your I can see why you're hesitating. I mean, because there's so much that goes into answering it, right?
Yeah. So the my first question would be, and I think back to our group and the people that are commenting, and I can tell by the questions they're asking, they probably haven't been through a course yet. They probably don't have the tools set up. They probably don't have the softwares in place if the mailer comes back to find the property. And all that, it costs a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a show, I think it was called, What Does It Take to Actually Start Your Business? I think we...
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, after 90...
It was 93.
93 shows. Yeah. Kind of forget what we've talked about sometimes, but, you know... But what we do see is a common thread in questions and answers across the different groups, not just ours, but across the different ones. And you see that it's cyclical. You'll see that the same questions being asked just different ways and different people. Yeah. So
I don't think going back to what you just said, right? If you've only got $2,000, you should definitely not go out and drown yourself in all that software and whatnot.
Yeah, and that's where I'm hung up at. Like, I would like to know a little bit more. Like, has a guy been through the course? Did he go through like a Land Academy course where they have some tools that are included in their membership fees and he's already counting that in? This $2,000 is just acquisition funds. Does he plan on, I don't want to say this out loud. Gosh, I hate doing this. Does he have a credit card that he's planning on putting some of this other stuff on?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say that, though. I hate that. But it's a sad reality of, and it's, I say sad reality, it's just a reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen on in different real estates, you know, you talk about assets as liability and opportunity cost and what that is. And there is some opportunity cost mm-hmm. or some cost of business mm-hmm. to do this.
Yeah. I mean, I did it, right? Yeah. We say not to do it, but I started on a credit card.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so those are the questions I have. And, you know, could you use the coffee money method and go to the COSL and buy some property for 50, 60 bucks on there? You could. You could take $500, and I am confident that you could turn that $500 into $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Confident in that.
Yeah.
So
well, now you have $4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm confident in that. But, you know, you can, and we talk about how to go around that. You know, Parcel Fact has a day rate. Parlay has a day rate. Both of those can get you those softwares for the day that you need it.
Yeah, those day rates are $5
for Parcel Fact, yeah. And I think $3 for Parlay.
Yeah, so you just go on, you pick the day you're going to do all your research, and you pay the day rate, $3 to $5, and you do all your due diligence, right?
Yep. Yeah. To make sure you have access, you know where the property is, you can find it, and you save everyone you look at that you're going to make an offer on. So with that being said, you know, that sounds like the logical choice, but for us, I lean towards the mailer, and it's like, okay, well, if we send the mailer, it's going to cost, say, since 1,000-unit mailer out, it's going to cost him about $700, $750 when he pulls all his data. And he mails it and scrubs it. That's using, you know, the highest rate we pay for data is 10 cents, 59 cents for offers to owners to mail it. You're at, you know, with the data you scrubbed out, you're at about $750.
I would have guessed closer to 1,000, but okay, 750 to 1,000. Why would we say that?
Okay, 750 to 1,000.
Yeah.
So now if you're mailing $100 acre properties and you mail 5 to 20 acre properties, if you get 120 back, you're out of money.
You're out of money?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you offered $2,000.
Yeah, you said all we had is $2,000.
Yeah.
So you offered $2,000.
And you've only got it because you paid $1,000, you've only got $1,000 left, right?
Yeah.
So you got to come up with another $1,000.
Yeah. So that's where it's tricky to me. And I don't want to be the person that talks out of both sides of the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do want to do is have a real conversation about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. I mean, in that situation you just described, that makes it really tough because especially if he spent $1,000 on a mailer, the chances are that's a good size mailer and you're probably going to get back more than just 120.
Yeah.
And if all you've got is $1,000 left, well, then you're missing a lot of opportunity unless you get creative and you start hustling and then all of a sudden you go find a partner or you wholesale or you assign the contract or you sell the lead or
yeah.
something along those ways. But you got to price that so that you at least get your $1,000 back and then make money doing it.
No, and you've said, okay, so I want to break that down a little bit because I want people to understand what you just said. If all you had was $1,000 and you had to hustle to make it happen, you're going to build a buyer's list really quick. You're going to start wholesaling leads to generate money off either assignment fees or handshake agreements that you have. Hey, I got this deal for you. You're going to take it. You're going to find a partner. Maybe somebody has some cash and you're going to either pay them a little bit of money or split the profits with them. You know, for me, I try to do everything on my own first. And you're looking at me like, well, Justin, you have a company that's what you specialize in, that's private funding people. Yes, but I would much rather somebody fund one deal with me and then be on their own forever, because the scalability of their company at that point is far greater than it will be if they're always attached to me. And then other people look at it and it's like, well, if I'm only risking your money, it's not risking mine, you know? Yes, I get that, but you get hooked on the juice at that point. That's why payday loans are such a bad idea for a lot of people, is you can never get out of them. You're just putting a Band-Aid on it. And so if you do one with me and you get in and out and you take that money and you turn that back and you flip that on your own, now you're looking at 3 or 4 properties versus one. Mm-hmm. So if you just mailed $100 an acre properties, chances are Plum probably wouldn't fund those.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking more like, I think it would be a pretty big risk if all you had was $2,000 and you're like, and your whole game plan is that you're going to go find a property to partner with Plum.
Yeah.
Right? And you're kind of putting it all out there in the hopes that you get a good one.
And out of, we've looked at, we just eclipsed the 3,000 properties looked at mark so far this year. We've okayed about 700 of that. 500 or so, 550, 600 have fallen apart at title. So I don't want somebody to think that it's a guarantee that, hey, Plum says he's going to fund a property for me. That there's a lot more into that.
Yeah. Well, so, you tried on all those, what, 700? You tried. Yeah. There's just some things you can't correct, right? 500, yeah. 600 fall apart in title. That's not on you.
Yeah. I had one that had two fall apart this week for Plum. That one of them was the estate from the person that passed away, like the husband died, and in this county, or in this state, South Carolina, they don't allow an affidavit of heirship. Most states you can work around a will or a probate with an affidavit of heirship. They filed the estate and the probate in the wrong county when the attorney did it. Their property was in one county, the county next door, everybody tends to stuff the stuff. So we have to reopen the estate to get this property deal done. And I'm not going to pay for that. They messed up. I'm not paying to clean up their paperwork in most situations, unless it's I'm buying it for $3,000 and it's worth 40. Typically, I won't open an estate for them. I'll let them take that and they'll cover those costs. But that one's one. We had another one where the person, we sent an offer, it was like $38,000. They called back, said we want 40. We thought it was worth 100. So we said, okay. And then they said, yeah, we need, so who's going to pay the loan off on our bank, which was $90,000? You? So that one fell apart too.
Yeah, well, going back, I kind of feel like you haven't answered what you would do, and I think that your answer is that you don't have an answer.
My answer is I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say if I had to, and my personality is a lot different than a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. So if I had $2,000 when I first started this business and I was hungry, I would probably, and I knew the coffee money method, I would probably go that route first, mm-hmm. take my $500, buy 10 properties, hope that I made at least a $200 profit on each one, mm-hmm. and then turn that money back in. And now that would be maybe my mailer money, and then my acquisition funds would be sitting there. And I'd keep saving on the outside, mm-hmm. but that I'd continue to put money back. Mm-hmm. And then that means it's going to take me 60 to 90 days to get that full turn on that other money, and then I'm going back at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if I had $2,000, I would not. I think that I personally would not send a mailer if I knew about coffee money. I would go out and buy 10 properties, like you just said. I would double my money there.
Okay.
And so now I've got $4,000. And okay. Then you build, right? Because the first year, especially if you're starting with no money, it's a building year, right? Mm-hmm. So you got $2,000, you go buy 10 properties from wherever. Let's just call it Coastal, right? Or you can go buy wholesale or something. Mm-hmm. You can do a quick cash flip. I've doubled my money there. And then I go buy 10 more properties. Mm-hmm. But now because I have $4,000 and it only cost me $500 to do that, maybe I can do a mailer or something. Or maybe I can go buy a bigger wholesale deal or something. You know, I've seen Brian, our intern, he's put out on Facebook at least a couple times lately that he's got some property he just wants to get a finder's fee for. And they're decent properties.
Yeah. No, and I didn't even think of that. You know, that would be... Listening to the wholesale side, you know, that would be another way to get some deals done too. It's just go in and buy some wholesale deals, double check them to make sure they're good, mm-hmm. that you're going to make at least double your money on them. Get the $500 working with the Coastal, get some wholesale deals with your other money. If you can find a $1,000 10 acre or a $1,500 10 acre, you know it's worth 3 to 5, get that listed, get going, and then move from there. I think that's a great, you beat me today. That's a good one. Nice job.
Well, good. Okay. I'm glad to hear
I'm glad that. To have you as my partner.
Yeah. I mean, it's just going to, you know, it's just going to take hustle and time. Don't expect to, I think I see this a lot too, right? People want to come out of the gate because they hate their job and they just want to quit so quick, right? And they want to go after the big deals. But this is a business. Keep that in mind. It's going to take time and let it work, you know, do the hustle up front and grow to the bigger stuff later.
Yeah. I like it.
Cool. Well, we'll end it there then.
Okay.
All right. I think that was a pretty solid Monday. We hope you guys have a strong weekend. While you're out there, go to Facebook and Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a follow. And then go to iTunes. Go to Stitcher. Go to wherever else you're listening to us. Like, review, subscribe. 5 stars. All that. It really helps us out. And we love you for it. And we'll see you Wednesday.
Later, guys.